Bariereko, Sireli, Radio Ungendirner, Amerikai, Haikakan Hamagumari, Shapatakan Radio Jamin, Hosapori Motne, Mihran Tumajan, Amerikai, Haikakan Hamagumari, Alev Matian Sharjani Tenoren. Այս երեկո մենք բացարիք հյուրեր ունենք, առաջին հյուրս է պարոն Համբարձում Քաղքեցյան, որ հիմնադիրն է մի քանի շատ բացարիք ձեռնարկների և բիզնեսների, որի մասին պիտի խոսենք այսօր այս երեկո. Եթե կարելի է նախ հակիրճ կենցագրական տամ, պարոն Քաղքեցյանի եւ ինքը ավելի կարող կխորանա իր կենցագրության։ Ուրեմն պարոն Քաղքեցյան համահիմնադիրներից մեկն է եւ բաժնետերերից մեկն է Smartgate VC անունով Venture Capital հիմնարկի, որը ստեղծված է Հայաստանում, հազվագյուտ Venture Capital հիմնարկներից է, որը տեղի է գտնվում Հայաստանում, որը հիմնվել է Հայաստանում։ Ինքը նաև համահիմնադիրներից է Hero House Armenia կոչված, ուրեմն ոչահավետ կազմակերպության, որ հիանալի ուրեմն ազդեցություն է ունեցել մանավանդ երիտասարդ և տեխնոլոգիապես հմուտ երիտասարդների համար։ Այս հարցազրույցը պիտի մեծամասամբ անգլերեն լեզվով կատարենք։ Dear Hambartsum, welcome to the Armenian Assembly of America Weekly Radio Hour. We are honored to have you. If you could please shed light initially before we get into the mission of both of your organizations, please shed light a bit up on your background. Where were you born? Where did you spend your formative years?
Thank you. Thank you very much, Miranjan. It's an honor. It's an honor to be here. I was born and grew up in Armenia, with a few years living outside of Armenia during my childhood. For my childhood, I remember a lot of planes, very old Soviet planes. First time, I think I came to U.S. when I was 19, and it was with Work and Travel Program. Which is a program run by, it's an exchange program for students run by U.S. Department of State. And I think this experience was something very formative because I saw different culture. I saw different vision for a country, which I can definitely say affected my life and my decisions, my further decisions in life.
And you said you were 19 when you first came to the U.S. I take it you were in college at that time. Where did you go to college?
Yes, I was in college, and it was, I think I was a sophomore. And it was a Russian-Armenian university. It was already 11 years ago, very warm memories. I studied management. In the university, I studied management, and also we studied a lot of math. I was having a lot of friends in computer science and engineering departments in the university, and that's basically how this merging of tech and management came together, and now I'm in Smartgate and working with startups.
So your background is in management, more than engineering. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. But the school I graduated, the class in school I graduated before university, it has special focus on physics and math. So a lot of my friends and classmates, they became engineers and software and hardware engineers.
That's fantastic that you built that the friendships, and it sort of molded into an ecosystem of tech you know, tech guys and girls, I'm sure, who've come together later in the post-college years. And we'll talk about that shortly. Before we talk about SmartGate VC and Hero House Armenia, for our listeners who may not be aware, the Republic of Armenia has gradually become a regional tech hub, a regional hub in the South Caucasus region and in the greater Middle East. In brief, Hambartsum, what are the notable strengths of Armenia's tech firms? Why are they attracting such serious attention from global tech giants like Microsoft, Synopsys, National Instruments, and others, as well as from VCs and angel investors? Why is that happening?
I think it's very natural, because if we go back to 50 years from now, so it was a Soviet Armenia, and during Soviet period, Armenia was sort of Silicon Valley of Soviet Union. So I think it was one of the leading countries with number of engineers per capita, and a lot of very core Soviet projects were developed in Armenia. Even the Soviet Union's nuclear weapon was developed in Armenia, but very few people know about it. But it is a public information. You can find it actually in CIA report on CIA website. So
interesting.
And after the Soviet Union collapsed, so there were a lot of very talented engineers, but no market. And in early 90s, some business people, tech business people from diaspora, they came to Armenia and established the first companies. And that's how it started. So the talent was there. So engineering school is there. So, Armenians who grew up in Armenia, they have very weak understanding of market context, because they were raising up in an environment without market. It was a planned economy, state economy, so the mix of diasporans who brought with them this business context and also the technical talent, which was very high quality in Armenia. So combination of those two became the secret that companies like you mentioned, Synopsys, National Instruments, they have offices and they have very significant presence in Armenia.
Yeah, that's interesting, the background of how that came up, about. And I believe it was the organization, which still exists, known as ArmTech, here, especially in the U.S., technologists and venture entrepreneurs here, assisted in the creation of that environment, that ecosystem, techno parks, for example, in Armenia. They played a tremendous role in that in the late 1990s and in the early 2000s, if I'm not mistaken. I want to branch off into SmartGate VC. And which was co-founded by you. Please shed light for our listeners about SmartGate and the vision that you and your fellow founders and what that vision underpins, or what underpinned your vision rather.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You mentioned about ArmTech and. This first generation of Armenian tech entrepreneurs, after Armenian independence, right, during the independence period. So they are sort of the giants that now the next generation, our generation, are standing on their shoulders. That's how we see it. So they were
very well put.
So we are just staying on their shoulders in order to grow further. In order to grow this Armenian tech entrepreneurship further. And because the markets are now global, we also receive a lot of support from these first generation giants, as we call them. So, and because the market is now global, so we do a lot of work at Hero House, at SmartGate, with first-time tech founders, coming mainly from Armenia, to help them to understand better the market context. And one of the ways we do it, we connect them with those giants that we mentioned before. because those people who already went through that path and they know the secrets, they know how to navigate, and that's basically what we do. So we try to find promising tech talent, but with entrepreneurship ambition in Armenia, and help them to come to US, because the vision of SmartGate is that we are working with companies which are targeting US market. And for us, it's important to see that the founders have all the prerequisites for thriving in U.S. market. Of course, there's a lot of coaching is happening from us and from Giants, but that's how it works. So we find those promising teams with promising products and help them to come to U.S. market.
So you and your partner, you established SmartGate initially as a venture capital firm, is that correct?
Yes. So SmartGate is a VC firm. It's a US VC firm. And when we were raising the money, we didn't raise money from Armenia, Russia, from that region. Most of our LPs, so investors in the fund, they come from US. And we were very selective. And also we have a significant presence in the Bay Area, San Francisco Bay. Our LPs also come from there. By the way, one of the LPs is Tim Draper. He's a third-generation VC, a venture capitalist, and founded one of the prominent VC firms in history. It's called DFJ, Draper Fisher Jurvetson. So he was the first investor in Tesla, Skype, Baidu, and 30 more unicorns. So and also getting sort of mentoring from him in this VC industry, how venture capital works, how to approach deals, etc. It's something that helps us to go to the next level and carry with us also some companies from Armenia.
Okay, that's interesting. You mentioned Tim Draper, and he's also the founder of Draper University, correct?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, he's well known, especially among people in the tech industry. Could you tell us just briefly the type of companies that SmartGate VC has invested in to date, and perhaps one or two notable ones that have done fairly well, and largely thanks to your investment, you having confidence in them.
So far we invested in 17 companies. We started investing from January 2018. And already from those 17 companies, I think 6 or 7 of them went through different accelerators in US, and not only US, but in Silicon Valley specifically, all 6 or 7 of them. Two of them already raised 3 million seed rounds each.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah,
$3 million in the early, in a Series A round.
It was pre-Series A. It was a seed round.
Pre-Series A.
It wasn't even Series A, which is very solid seed round, right?
So yes,
and
yes.
We raised from reputable VCs and from investors from again the Bay Area. Our investment thesis is that we are investing in very early stage, basically when there are only founders. That's mostly the case. When there are only founders, so we help them to assemble the team on the ground from Armenia. All the engineering team is Armenia, and we take it from there. And in all our investments, we are also the first investor. So usually we rather lead the round. So other investors also co-invest with us. And
that's
almost
fantastic.
We are the first investor. So we come very, very early on.
That's fantastic. Leading by example and getting fellow investors to follow your lead. Wonderful. And very, very pleased to hear about the two companies that you've invested in who have in turn been able to raise $3 million each to further their ventures. That's wonderful. We have about 5 minutes left. If you could shed light on Hero House Armenia, what is Hero House? What is its mission? Where is it located? What are the scope of its services?
Yes, so Hero House, it's located in Yerevan. in Komitas district, part of Yerevan, and so Arapki is the district name, and it's a small technology hub, technology and entrepreneurship hub. So we run both startup programs, entrepreneurial programs. We run different programs. We have those for companies who are more mature, those who have some sort of prototype. We also run some programs for students, the university students. So these are entrepreneurial programs. But besides that, we also run activities which help to let's say, boost Armenian science and technology. So we run various technology courses. We also run together with the Academy of Sciences of Armenia, the Science and Technology. So we organize together the Science and Technology Convergence Conference, which is annual conference. And last year, there were more than 800 attendees and very amazing speakers, and mostly coming outside of Armenia and mostly from U.S. And the main topics that we focus on were like AI. We are very, very bullish on AI and have internal in-house capacity of AI, so artificial intelligence. And also, we are big proponents of quantum computing in Armenia. Again,
as is the president of Armenia, who's big into quantum computing as well, if I'm not mistaken, President Sarkisian. So you have a big supporter there.
Oh yeah, he does about quantum computing, because everyone now understands that something big will come with quantum computing. And actually, we established the first and only so far the research lab, the quantum computing research lab in Armenia. With full-time scientists doing full-time research, and it's not only the first in Armenia, but also in the region. So also in the countries around Armenia, they don't have this kind of capacity in quantum computing, which is there. And again, the secret for it, that the talent is there. We just helped the talent, guided them towards this very promising direction.
Very interesting. With the limited time we have, tell our listeners, if you could, briefly about the type of startups and tech entrepreneurs that have benefited from Hero House's accelerator platform, and how would you measure the success of such startups? This is for Hero House Armenia.
Yeah, exactly. So we have our investment thesis of what we are looking for in founders. So first of all, when we see founders, one of the first questions we ask ourselves is this person a leader? If this person can lead people to do the amazing stuff they need to do. So that's why we also call it the Hero House. So the capacity in Armenia is called Hero House, because we want to, you know, nurture this culture that you, if you are a founder, you are actually doing something amazing, and you are a hero of capitalism. That's the philosophy behind it. So, and with SmartGate, we are asking those three questions: whether this person is, besides being a leader, whether this person is unstoppable, capable, or the team, and unbreakable. If we see that the teams are unstoppable, unbreakable, and capable, so most probably we will be willing to work together and eventually invest and continue working together.
Well, that sounds like a winning combination, Hambartsum, of criteria that you and your partners have to choose the best candidates to work in this wonderful space in Armenia called Hero House. And it is one large space, correct, where the startup entrepreneurs are all together, correct? These aren't cubicles. These aren't separate rooms. They're all under one roof, under one space. Is that right?
So there are office rooms, and there's also co-working space in total. And there is more than, I think, 40 or 50 desks. But we grew up the space, and now we are looking to bigger space to move on. Yeah, that's correct. So it's a big space, big community, with all the 100 people who went to our startup program only, the main startup program, and those are the alumni of Armenia Startup Academy, which are doing favors to each other, help each other with doing favors. So what we are very also serious about to nurture this community, because it's nearly impossible to succeed in tech today without being part of the community. So you need to give to the community and you receive from the community.
That's very, very interesting, the whole concept and mindset behind it. So with that, dear listeners, you've been listening to my conversation with Hambartsum Kakhetsyan, co-founder of SmartGate VC, co-founder of Hero House Armenia. Thank you, Hambartsum, for your time. Looking forward to hopefully having you back on in the future.
Thank you so much for having me. My pleasure.